In the holy name of Jesus, amen. I have a friend who's a self-made man. He came from a poor family, but everybody pulled on the same end of the rope and got him through college and started in business. At the peak of his powers, I gave him a call and asked him how he was doing. He said, "I'm sitting on my back porch, drinking scotch, smoking a cigar, reading poetry, and thinking I'm better than everybody else." Honesty is a beautiful thing. We could make all sorts of things out of that, but let's try this. Someday, when you are somebody, remember when you were nobody. Someday, when you are somebody, please remember why. The 10 lepers are suddenly somebody. It is a miracle. Once again, they can go to church. They can see a priest. They can be all squared up with God. Once again, they can go home. They can kiss their wives. They can love their kids. They can sleep in their own beds. They can get up and go to work tomorrow. Once again, they can sit on the back porch and drink scotch and smoke a cigar and read poetry and what? Verse 17, where are the nine? The simplest answer to Jesus' question is this: not here. They had lost their memories. That's a trouble because in Scripture, memory and faith are synonyms. I'm sure that you've heard this leper story 100 times before, and that's because the same story goes throughout Scripture. For example, you are nobody, you are nothing, you are slaves. But I have heard your cries for mercy, and I will come to save you. I have come to gather you and to rescue you, to redeem you and to pass over you, to cleanse you and to heal you, to lead you and to take you home to the promised land. Now, here's the thing. Someday when you are somebody, please remember why. When I, the Lord, bring you out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and then, when you live in cities that you did not build, when you eat food that you did not plant, when you drink water from cisterns that you did not hew, when your herds and your flocks and your silver and your gold are multiplied, when you are sitting on your back porch drinking scotch, smoking a cigar, reading poetry, then don't be thinking you're better than everybody else. Be careful, Deuteronomy 5. Remember, Deuteronomy 8. Remember and do not forget, Deuteronomy 9. Remember, please remember why. You are only ever somebody because I made you somebody, says the Lord your God. It was not because you were the biggest or the fastest or the strongest. It was because, Deuteronomy 7, I set my love on you and I chose you. Honesty is a beautiful thing. There is another reason that you've heard this leper story 100 times before, and that's because you are a leper, and I am too. Of ourselves, we are all the things the lepers are. We are alone. We are unloved. We are outcast. We are unclean. This leper story is your story, and this is mine. It is for lack of memory that Adam lost the garden. It is for lack of memory that Moses never touched the promised land. It is for lack of memory that the Baals flourished, that Israel went to exile, that Peter denied Jesus, that Jesus Christ was crucified, and that you sin. It is perhaps the surest sign of original sin, this lack of memory, as we curve in upon ourselves as if we were the source and the sustenance of our being. But once again this morning, the Messiah comes just as Isaiah promised. And once again this morning, his glory is poured out on all flesh, even Samaritans, even lepers, even you and even me. That glory, that holiness, that divine love, that forgiveness in Christ from the cross, again this morning is applied to you and applied to me right now, in the memory of our baptism, in the viva vox of Scripture, in the holy body and blood that will come to this altar, that will touch you and touch me, forgiving and healing and rescuing, calling, gathering, enlightening, and sanctifying. It is a miracle because it is us. Always remember and never forget. It is the gift that makes us what we are. It is this gift that joins us with saints and angels in doxology, that joins us with forgiven Samaritans and healed lepers. It is this gift that throws us face down at the feet of Jesus Christ, and it is this gift that raises us up as disciples, as families, as church, as community, as children of God, in love for Him and service to others. Now rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.